Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Capitan, giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. I have something, and it so describes how I was living. It so captures the feelings that I had about beginning on the pathway of my dreams. It so describes how I felt when I was about to attempt something. And I have some striking news for you. It describes often how I feel still today to a degree. So let me tell you what that is. And I know it's happened to a lot of people. Here's an analogy that I've heard a couple of different ways, but I've kind of, you know, fixed it around to where I can drink it better. And I think it fits my personality to describe it to people best this way. You know, I've talked often about the urgency of doing something with your life, of getting started today, of stopping the procrastination and putting it off and waiting on all your ducks to line up in a row and waiting until the stars align themselves. If you're waiting on such a thing, you're never going to get started. I don't know too many people who can say that all the ducks just lined up in a row. Things happen. Even when you get them lined up, one of the ducks get out of line or somebody knock over the dominoes, something happens. But here's the point I'm getting at. God has so many blessings available to you. You who's listening, God has so many blessings available to you from where you are right now. I don't care what you've gotten yourself into or what you've done. God has so many blessings that he can send your way, but you have to do something. See, a lot of people just sit around and go, man, something always happening to you. You always getting a break. You always doing this. Man, don't nothing come my way. Listen to me. If nothing ever comes your way, you know why that is? It's because you're not doing anything. I promise you, you're not. See, here's the deal. God has all these blessings he wants to send you, but you got to give him something to work with now. Come on. You have to give God something to work with. God will bless you. God can touch people's hearts on your behalf. He can move situations around for you. He can align the stars. He can set the ducks up in a row. But align the stars and move people around and touch people's hearts and set the ducks up in a row for what? Based on what? Have you put forth any effort? Have you made a single step in any direction to do the right thing or go the right way that gives him something to put his finger on? Come on, man. God can only bless you according to your faith. If you have a little bit of faith, give him that. Let him work with that. He can do that. You know, man, I didn't always start with these speeches you hear in the morning now. I ain't always had these. I grew to these. I stumbled my way to these. I messed up my way to these here. I got it wrong so many times to be able to sound like I got some sense. I said it often, failure is a wonderful teacher. Do you know how many times I have had to have failed to have what I have in my head today? I'm telling you, man, it's a process. People get mad at the process. You got to do something to give God something to work with. He'll bless you, but what you want me to bless if you ain't putting forth any effort? Any effort. If you just sit down and start, I got a book coming out, I'm telling you, man, that's going to really explain this thoroughly, man, where you can get blessed from wherever you are in your life, wherever your starting point is, wherever you find yourself wound up, you can get it back from there. I've done it. Man, by the grace of God, I done it. I got over, man. I learned some things along the way. Because here's the deal. As long as God keeps waking you up in the morning, he ain't through with you yet. When he's done, you're done. But if God still has a plan for you, you wake up in the morning. He still got some more work for you to do, you wake up in the morning. So if you keep waking up, man, it's something that God wants from you, would love to have from you. And he can work with you, man, if you just walk towards him a little bit. So here's the deal. I know it's hard for the average person to start. Because the fear of the unknown is incredible. What if I fail? What if I don't get picked? You know, one of the hardest things I ever did was walking in to quit my job. Oh, man, let me tell you about that day when I decided that I was going to be a full-time comedian after winning an amateur night one time. Quitting your job, following your dream, going for it despite all the naysayers, it's like stepping off a cliff. It's like actually just walking off the edge of a cliff, hoping now, not really knowing, but hoping. Hoping is the bare basis of faith. I stepped off that cliff hoping that my parachute would open and allow me to drift down. See, I've never skydived before. But I would imagine part of the thrill, and I don't know this because I'm not going to skydive to find out. I think part of the thrill for people is the danger part of throwing yourself out of a plane and how it feels to be free falling. But the whole time they're free falling, having this exhilarating over the top moment, you have got to believe in your heart of hearts. You have got to hope with everything in you that when you pull this cord, the chute opens, or else this ain't a good move at all. But you've packed your chute yourself. You've taken the lessons. So you go ahead and you make the leap. Now, the only thing about quitting your job and following your dream is you ain't really been trained all that good for this. You done packed your chute, but you ain't never opened it before. So I walked off this cliff. That's what it was like. And you following your dream is like you walking off a cliff. Now, let me tell you something. Here's the part where people don't never make the jump. They see somebody like myself who jumped off the cliff and the parachute don't open right away. And I hit a couple rocks on the way down. I got my back cut up pretty bad. I got my clothes ripped off. They see that. 3 years living in a car. Man, he got his life towed down jumping off that cliff. I ain't jumping off that cliff. But see, what you don't understand is You don't know it, but eventually the chute will open. And I'm at the parachute opening part of my life, man. where the chute didn't open and I'm drifting. And I'm able to go over to Paris, guide my chute over to Paris and glide. I've glided over to Africa and seen what it looked like. It's a slow ride down when the parachute finally opened. And my back didn't heal, too. And the cuts that I had on me, I remember now I know how to stay away from the edge. But the parachute done opened. And I'm enjoying my life for the first time. I'm gliding. But I got hit up against a rock. I can see more. I get a chance to see more things. I get to glide and see more parts of the world. I'm living my dream. The parachute opened. Your parachute is going to open. But I'll tell you one thing for sure. It'll never open if you don't step off that cliff. You got to step off that cliff. God will get the parachute open for you. But you got to jump, baby. That's the hard part, ain't it? Now, the question is, the end of this story right here today, when you jumping?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Yep. This is real, real radio from back in the day. Back before they had us on radio. I am Rufus T. Jackson IV.
Know him.
Yeah, Rufus Teague makes some good barbecue sauce.
Oh, you're telling me about that.
Yeah. If you got to get some barbecue sauce in a bottle, I highly recommend Rufus Teague, and I highly recommend Williams Brothers. Oh. Williams Brothers barbecue sauce, straight out the bottle. Boy. Mm. And if you can find yourself some Old Mew.
Old Mew. I know.
Good-ass barbecue sauce, man.
Wow.
But you know the best barbecue sauce I've ever tasted in my life?
What?
Outside of, there's a lady that works with me, Jennifer. She works the sound. She got a husband named Ira.
Uh-huh.
And they call the barbecue sauce Jen Ira. They need to change the name of that. But the barbecue sauce, you know how black people always put their name on something.
Change it to Ira Jen.
But let me tell you something, man.
It's good.
The best, they out of Chicago. The best barbecue sauce in a bottle that I have ever had in my life.
Wow, I kid you not. That's saying so
her
much.
And her husband makes this barbecue sauce. It's called Genaire. And buddy,
like the appliances.
It's the yeah. You think about that? But I would get with them. And manufacture that. It is excellent.
Wow. Good to know, Steve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jay, you can't eat barbecue, can you?
Not a lot of it.
Yeah.
Are you still a vegan, Jay? Are you still a vegan?
I eat eggs. No, but was that make you? What is that? If you
hey, you know what? Eggs is okay, Jay. I done put some eggs back in my vegan program.
No, not if you're vegan.
Shirley, you can't tell us.
I'm just telling you, technically, if you're vegan... Eggs is an animal product.
Sure.
What's the difference between a vegan and a vegetarian? What's the difference?
Dairy.
Yeah.
Dairy.
An animal product.
Yeah, animal product.
Listen to me. Here's what I'm mad about.
You can make your own rules.
I'm mad about the whole egg thing because they want to put eggs in the category of dairy.
Yeah.
And that's complete and utter nonsense.
Ooh, you almost cussed. I heard
Ooh,
it.
I wanted to.
I know. I heard it.
Ooh, it would have been so good.
Wow.
Well, I don't drink milk.
That's dairy. That's dairy. It comes from a cow.
You drink milk, man?
No, I don't. I don't drink milk.
No, man. I've completely switched to almond milk.
No, I don't.
Milk's not friendly to me. That's all I'm saying.
Lactose intolerant.
Lactose can't
tolerate. Remember when we were kids? How much milk we could drink?
We drink so much milk, and then we get older, I can't drink milk. Now we can't drink
milk. Oh, I drink milk with everything.
Still to this day?
No. I don't drink now. You know how I would sound if I drank milk.
Take us to break, Shirley.
All right. We'll be back and talk about these Mega Millions at 32 after. That's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, Mega Millions, $1.6 billion jackpot is tonight.
Lord, I'm playing. Let's pitch in. Let's pitch in.
Yeah, we should do that as a group.
500 apiece, y'all. Come
okay.
on.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, well, you're the one that can afford it.
I can't afford it, but I want my own money. If I win, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. If y'all give me the money and I buy the tickets, I'm gone. You're not going to see me. You're going to be cussing. You're going to be upset. And that's just what's going to happen.
Okay,
I'm
going to be gone with you. Out.
Okay, continue.
Who's going to buy the tickets? And how much are we going to put in the pool?
Well, Tommy said 500. Is that too much? Okay. I thought you couldn't do that.
That ain't enough. You want to do more?
Let's do 100.
100?
$100.
You don't
take but one ticket.
Steve told you.
But you need a bunch of one tickets, boy.
But Steve told you yesterday that he tried to go for over 200 and they wouldn't.
No, they're not going
to
sell you. When it's like big like this, they won't sell you a lot of tickets.
You just got to keep going to different places.
Ain't nobody got no time for that.
$100, one place.
Ooh, we don't
you don't
want to
put billion-dollar work in. See, just
$100 between all of us?
No, each person puts
okay, so how many of them
in?
What is it, 400?
Yeah, because Jay's definitely not in this.
No, I just said if I get them, I'm going to keep the money.
Okay, see, well, so right there, you ain't in it.
That's why you're not in it.
Yeah, we don't need
CJ,
you.
Let me tell you something.
This is family.
If you steal $1.6 billion from me, I'm going to have to try to kill you.
Oh, I'm going to hunt him down.
That ain't a try, at least.
Let me tell you, if I get one point, how much, Steve?
Six.
$6 billion.
The buyout, if you take the one lump sum, is not.
That is enough money to make me a white man, and you'll never find me. Trust me.
That ain't enough operation.
Thank you. Enough bleach.
You gonna be sitting up looking like Sammy Sosa.
Still got that little haze too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So before this, the highest jackpot in U.S. history was a Powerball drawing of $1.586 billion. That was back in 2016. God. That was just a couple of years ago. Yeah, Mega Millions tickets are sold in 44 states, plus the District of Columbia, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Tickets have six numbers, all of which must be matched to win the jackpot. You can choose your own six numbers or have them assigned by choosing Quick Pick. Each number goes from 1 to 70, except for the final number, which ranges from 1 to 25. So, we're going to do this, guys, $100 each.
I'm in
for $100.
Who's going to get the ticket?
Send Junior Boy.
Yeah, Junior. Honest. Can't get a call anymore.
You can't get Mongo down there?
Monica, hell no.
Oh, no.
She down there arguing with the people.
Yes, you know it.
I only got one ticket. They made me mad. Yeah.
Right.
I didn't feel like standing in line, so I left.
Right, that kind of stuff.
All right, so Junior, we'll each give $100 to you, Jim.
So that's
Junior.
$500. Okay.
Yeah.
I know what Junior going to do.
What
I'm going to do, Jay?
He's going to give half of the money to sickle cell research. I know half.
He give half his money.
No.
Yeah, right.
No.
Yeah. I'll make a donation for you because I care about you, Junior. But I'm not giving away half or nothing. Now. I got to send these 10,000 kids to college.
Don't listen to Jay, I'm not giving half my money to sickle cell.
Half a billion to sickle cell?
I'm going to try to fix a lot of people with it. But they ain't going to get half.
We're going to make you comfortable.
Yeah.
That's it.
Some of us are getting new.
Hey, Junior.
I'm about to cash app you right now.
Junior. $1.6 billion. You can have so many blood transfusions. You can take out all your blood, put new blood in.
Yeah, glad.
Try that.
Yeah. Man, don't listen to Jay.
Oh, all right. All right,
we're going to do this. All right, we're going to do this.
$100 piece, we in.
All right.
Send me your PayPal, Junior.
Yeah, I'm going to do Cash App.
PayPal?
Oh, cash App. Whatever.
All right.
I'll send it over.
All right. I was just joking. I wouldn't take the money.
You're too new for all of that, Jay. See, you've only been here a short while.
What are y'all in Cash App? What are y'all talking about?
Oh, God.
You know what? See, you know what? This is why we can't win nothing with
you.
You don't even know how to transfer money. Small amount of money, right?
Wait a minute. What you talking about, y'all?
So you ever heard of Zelle, Cash App?
Yeah.
Any of that?
Hey,
that's how you transfer money. You probably still
transfer money from where?
From my bank account to your bank account.
Yeah.
In seconds.
Yeah.
You don't wire the money no more?
No.
This man.
No, boy.
You are too rich, Steve. Man. You are too rich.
No, I'm for real. Who do you?
No, you get an app. You can put in, like, with Cash App, you can put somebody's phone number or they have a certain name.
Email, Cash App.
Yeah, so yes. I can send Junior this $100 right now.
You want to Cash App us some money? Just outside the lottery.
Yeah, so we can show you how it works.
Send each one of us $100. We'll show you how it works.
Download the app. So that's just one way. Or you could do Zelle from bank account to bank account. You could do it that way.
Simple.
That's what everybody do, Steve. Everything is Cash App, Zelle. Everybody.
He don't know none of this.
Man, I promise you, I'll
get money orders.
No, this the same person don't know when he get paid for radio every 2 months, twice a month. He don't even know that.
No.
He don't know when he get none of this checks. They just give them to him, telling y'all. He sit there and just be opening up. What's that for? I don't know.
Isn't God good? That's all I got to say.
I want that problem.
Man.
Way too much damn. We'll be right back with way too much damn money right now.
What is Cash App? What is Cash App?
I've never heard of that.
He don't know none of this.
It's $1 billion on the table, man.
Yeah, man.
Woo. Oh, I swear.
All right, well,
I bet your kids know, though. I bet they know.
Oh, yeah, they know. All right, listen, we got to go, but we're going to get the money to you, Junior. Coming up next, it's The Nephew and Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Steve Ray Carruth, the former NFL player, was released from prison yesterday. We'll talk about that. But right now.
Unbelievable.
I know. I know. We'll talk about it. Right now, it's time for the King of Pranks and Run That Prank Back. What you got, Neff?
House party at Glenda's. House party at Glenda's. Let's run it.
Hello. Hello. Hey, man, y'all need me to bring some ice over there?
Yeah, man, we can use some ice over here. Who is this?
Hey, this is Lawrence, man. I was trying to see if y'all need some hype. What kind of beer should I bring, man? Y'all want some beer?
Man, everybody over here pretty much do Budweiser, man. Now, who'd you say this was again?
This is Lawrence. This is Lawrence, man. I ran into your wife at the supermarket, and she was telling me y'all was, you know, getting together, and she told me to, you know, come on through if I had some time, so I ain't want to just come through there without nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't come through empty-handed looking disrespectful, man.
Yeah, I feel it, man. We pretty much over here just kicking and watching the game, man. You can, you know, some beer, some ice, that'll be good, bro.
Okay, cool, man. Well, listen, how many people y'all gonna have? I want to make sure I bring enough stuff.
Yeah, but who'd you say this was again, though?
My name is Lawrence, man. My name is Lawrence. I went to school with Glenda.
Oh, okay. You went to school with Glenda. Okay, Lawrence. Huh?
Yeah. We went to school together. So you know, I ain't seen her like, man. I swear it's been like 15, 20 years. You know what I mean? Ironically, you know, I just got back to town, you know, 2 weeks ago, and to, you know, run into a classmate. I was like, wow. But you know, she invited me out, man. I ain't been nowhere since I got here. So you know, it's cool just to get out a little bit. So you know, you say Budweiser, and I bring some ice, man. So yeah, we good. So I'm just gonna bring a couple cases. That's cool.
Yeah, man, that's cool. But you say Glenda, y'all went to high school or college? Where'd you meet her at?
No. Me and Glenda went to high school together, dog.
Oh, y'all went to high school together?
Yeah, that's back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. What'd you say? You said your name, Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence. Yeah, we went to high school together, man. That was, man, Glenda still look good, dog. How long y'all been married?
Man, we've been married for about 16 years, man.
Wow. Okay, yeah, man, you did good, man. I hate I messed it up, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's neither here nor there, man. But it's just ironic that I ran into her, man, so I just appreciated the invite. I saw Glenda, man. Your girl looking good, man. I ain't seen her in a long time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yo, man, let's back up a minute, man. What you mean you hate you messed that up? What you mean by that?
Well, okay, my bad, dog. I'm thinking you familiar with my name. No, see, Glenda was my high school sweetheart. You know, we dated from ninth grade to the 12th grade, man. We went to prom together.
All right, bro. Look, all right, man. I see. You know what, man? Let me see. All right. I don't know what Glenda, what she meant by telling you you could come through the crib, bro. But you can't come through my house, dog. I mean, I didn't have mine back in the day, and she might have had hers, bro. But you can't come over my house, dude.
Okay. Hold up, man. Nah, Glenda done invited me, and I'm coming. I don't know what the hostility is, but man, but I'm coming to the house.
You ain't coming to my house, dog.
Hey, dog, listen to me, man. I'm not finna sit here and go back and forth with you. I done ran into Glenda in the store. Glenda said she, you know, it was good to see me, you know, come through tonight. I say, cool, you know, and she gave me the number on asking you what else I should get, you know. So I'm calling you saying, hey, man, you want some ice and some beer? I'm going to roll through. Man, it's just a party, dog. You insecure? What's up?
No, I ain't no insecure. Listen to me, dog. I'm gonna go and get Glenda. All right, and this, because this right here don't make sense to me, dog. What you mean Glenn invited you to the house? And I'm telling you right now, you ain't coming to my house, bro. If you come to my house, you're going to get your up.
Hold on. So what you threatening me now, dog? That's what you're doing?
You, who is you, dog?
I'm her first. That's who I am.
For dog. I would never do that
first. I'm her first. I'm the one she really remember.
What you mean you the one she really remember?
I'm her first, dog.
See, man, I, like I said, you bring your punk over to my house, and it's going to be about 20 waiting on you. All right, all my boys over here, we kicking it. All right, you bring your over here, you won't leave. I promise you that.
I tell you what, man, I'll be over there because Glenda the one invited me, and I'm showing up. And if you start tripping with me, guess what, dog? It's on and popping. One thing I ain't forgot is my first love, and my first love then invited me to the house.
Man, I can't even deal with this right here, bro. I'm going to tell you. No, you obviously you don't spoke to Glenda. You know where the I live, all right? You show your up. I want you to come on over and you show up. Like I said, you show up and your ain't going home. I promise you that, bro.
It's whatever then, man. It's whatever.
Look, man. Me and my boys over here, we just waiting on it. All you gotta do is make the move, bro. All you gotta do is make the move.
I tell you what, man. Let me call Glenda. See, I need to call Glenda. Cause see, Glenda.
Yo, let me get Glenda. Who the f*** are you, dog? Who the f*** are you?
I'ma tell you one more time, I am Glenda's first.
I don't give a f***.
And it sounds like I might be her last, her everything.
This must be out his mind, CeeLo. Listen, I got this p*** on the phone, bro. Yo, dog.
Hey, let me ask you this here, man. You don't even know where Glenda's spot at, do you? Do you?
What the f***?
I know where her spot at.
What the f***? Who the f*** are you, dog? What the f*** think this is, bro?
Hey, man,
you bring your over here. I want you to show up at my You call me with this stupid bro. You talking about my girl's spot. You come, but I want to see you at the crib right now, bro. Get your in your whip right now. You drive down to my and I'm going to you up, bro.
You ain't finna do nothing to me.
What?
I said you ain't going to do nothing to me.
I ain't going to do nothing to you. I promise you bring over here, bro. I'm telling you, you're not going home, dog. You're not going home.
Whatever. I got one more thing I want to say to you. Is you man, listening?
Talking my girl? What the f***?
I got one more thing I want to say to you, though. Is you listening to me?
I'm not listening to you.
Hey, man, is you listening? Is you listening? Because evidently you ain't. Are you listening to me?
You want to say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife, Glenda.
Damn. You see, bro. You're playing, man. You're playing, dog. I'm so glad this is a joke, bro. I'm telling you, because...
I got to ask you one more thing, dog. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
What's wrong with
yes,
huh?
Sir. You play yeah. too much. That's what's wrong.
I play a little too much.
Have you changed since you got your new TV show? I'm looking for it.
Looking
for a change.
Sure, you ain't noticed
it? A little bit.
Such a serious
Hold
change.
Hold on. Ain't it on tonight?
It's
yes.
on tonight.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's on tonight, Tommy.
Ready to Love is on tonight. Let me tell y'all this. Tonight is the premiere party. Unc, you got to tell me what to wear, man. Tonight is the premiere party in Atlanta, GA. I'm excited.
Well,
see,
you want to dress like you. Well, you don't.
I mean,
surely.
I'm sorry.
Surely.
You don't want to overdress the people who come to watch. Well, how about that? You know, something comfortable.
But, Unc, if I'm the host of this show, I mean, how Am I? You don't overfly it, do you? You don't overfly it, do you?
That's well, what I just said.
You talking to Steve about being overflown?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out why would I pull up?
Yeah. Let your light shine.
I think, man, you got to look the part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, even when I underdress, you know, if a woman looks at my feet, that's important. Mm-hmm. If they look at my watch, that's important.
Okay.
My watch and my shoes is important. Everything else gonna be mine.
Yeah, I need a watch, though.
Yeah, you do. Coming up in entertainment news, Ray Carruth, former NFL player, released from prison. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up in about 20 minutes after the hour, super producer, our friend and family member, Will Packer, is going to be here. He'll join us to talk about the new season premiere of Ready to Love. Yes. It is hosted by our very own nephew, Tommy. It is tonight on the OWN Network, 10 p.m., 9 Central.
Hey, you know what? After this show, I think we might have to give him a new nickname.
Thomas Miles, maybe?
That's not a nickname. That's your real name.
Yeah.
This boy here.
Hello.
Thanks, Jay.
And once again, and they gave him a show.
Hello.
Look at Team Tommy over here.
I know, boy, but that is your real name.
We're just trying to help you so you won't do these things on your TV show, okay?
I'm trying not to get the nickname, Jay, because I know it ain't going to be a good nickname.
Well, what were you thinking, Steve? You don't want us to call him nephew anymore?
Yeah, I think after this, man, it's gonna have to. We're gonna have to grow him up a little bit.
Uncle, everybody call me uncle.
Boy, I wish I would.
How about we go with the few? We drop some of it. Just the few.
The few.
How about LP?
LP.
What's that stand for?
Little pretty.
Little pretty.
LP.
What's up, little pretty? Because you know Tommy has always thought he was cute.
Well, I mean, he really is, though, Steve. He's really fine.
Who? Thank you, sir. Who
did you hear
who?
Him say, thank you, Shirley? Uh-huh. Did you hear Carly, though? Who?
That was Junior.
That was Junior.
That was me.
Yeah, Carla and I are in agreement right now.
Carla ain't ever been agreed
no,
with.
No, well, ask her.
Fine.
Ask her right now that he's got
okay, Carla.
Yes, Steve. I'm listening.
Carla.
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Is Tommy fine?
Wait, before
yes,
you say
because
that.
He's on TV.
Before
thank
you. Say
you.
That,
yes.
Oh, okay.
I told you.
Is he on TV?
On TV? Yes.
Okay,
once
hold
you get
on.
On TV, you're fine. Hold on.
Thank
and
you.
I left a nice gift card at the birthday party, too.
He did.
I did.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Can I just ask a question? Just yeah. because
come
you're on
team
TV,
Tommy.
You're fine?
Now, him.
Look at TV.
No, I just
want to
say. No, this is not.
Jake,
that means,
to us. To us.
That means.
To us, yes.
If you're on TV, you're fine to y'all. That means Al Roker is fine. Is that what y'all saying? Because
no.
Well, we don't
TV.
Know him.
About Tommy because
Al
Sharpe
on
saying,
TV.
We don't know them. We know Tommy.
Jay was on TV in his drawers and think like a man.
Yeah, Larry Bird been on TV.
Flavor Flav was on TV.
In this family right here, in this group. Okay.
Yeah.
In this group, what?
Husband, mm-hmm. So he's on TV now.
When you're on
you
TV,
go, you
yeah.
do your thing, baby. Go ahead, baby. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, this is crazy.
And you see how he eat it up. Thank you.
Why
he turned
he?
Into that white bougie.
And Tommy, I
thank
don't,
you.
Yeah, and you look really tall. TV makes you look tall and slim.
He's sitting down on all the scenes, Shirley.
It makes you look tall. It makes you look slim.
Hey, I have like you that. Know I'm flying your sister in. She lands today around 2:00. Mama is coming to the
aww.
Premiere. Yes.
Oh, nice.
It's all
Mama's
good.
Kate.
Oh, how about Black Bougie? You like that, Steve?
Black Bougie.
Black Bougie.
Yeah, I kind of like that one. Okay, cool. We're going to come up with new nicknames for Tommy since he's a TV star. So far, it's Lil Pretty and Black Bougie.
All right, come on. All right, come on. All right, come on. We got to go.
Black Bougie winning.
It's time for today's headlines. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, today is the day that Turkish President Erdogan revealing the, quote, naked truth about his country's investigation into the apparent murder of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Today's announcement coming 2 days after Saudi Arabia came out with yet another excuse for Khashoggi's death. First, the Saudis denied doing anything. Then video surfaced about what appears to be a Khashoggi body double walking out of the back door of the embassy with another man, so that looked premeditated to people. And Saudis then said, oh, well, the columnist accidentally died while being tortured. And now the latest is that he died accidentally while in a fistfight. Meanwhile, President Trump says he's expecting some answers from our investigators.
I spoke to the Crown Prince. We have people over in Saudi Arabia now. We have top intelligence people in Turkey. We're going to see what we have.
But first, we'll see what the Turks say. They said they have audio and visual evidence of what they say was purely a torture and a murder. With the aerial photos showing thousands of Central Americans walking through El Salvador, then Guatemala, then Honduras, and now attempting to push their way into and through Mexico, President Trump says his administration wants to slash the aid given to those three countries because they've done nothing, he says, to contain the marching migrants.
Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, they've paid a lot of money. Every year we give them foreign aid, and they did nothing for us, nothing. Hundreds of millions of dollars. They, like a lot of others, do nothing for our country.
Meanwhile, Trump says he's alerted both the military and the Border Patrol. Mexico, by the way, says they're going to contain them, and they're not going to get out of Mexico. In fact, they're going to leave Mexico. All with only a couple of weeks before the midterm elections, no surprise, Trump looks to make this situation a campaign issue. In Georgia, an 18-year-old man wanted in the killing of a local police officer shot and killed yesterday by other officers 2 days after cops launched a manhunt. Tafari Menard killed when officers followed up on a tip. Menard, the prime suspect in the death of 30-year-old Gwinnett County officer Antoine Tony, who was responding to a report of a suspicious vehicle parked near a school. A second suspect, 19-year-old Isaiah Pretlow, has been arrested, charged with aggravated assault related to an incident which took place after Officer Tony was fatally shot. Customers of the low-cost airline Ryanair are not very happy about how Ryanair handled a racist passenger in a recent flight out of Barcelona, Spain. According to a video posted by an appalled witness, a white man ordered a 77-year-old black woman sitting in an aisle seat to move and quickly allow him to get to his window seat. According to Huffington Post, the woman's daughter told the man her mom needed a little time because she had arthritis and couldn't move very quickly. The woman had immigrated to England from Jamaica in the 1960s, and as she spoke in her accent to the racist, he screams back, "Don't talk to me in a foreign language, you stupid, ugly cow." That man was not removed from that flight, believe it or not. This finally something that elderly woman could have used today, National Slap Your Irritating Coworker Day. Steve Harvey Show coming back in 20 minutes after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, as promised, I told y'all that we had a special guest this morning. Joining us now is the iconic.
Thank you.
Iconic.
What's that Nick?
Yeah, whichever you want to call him. Badass. He just celebrated his 10th movie, y'all.
Wow.
And that 10th movie is none other than Night School.
Wow.
This is his 10th movie to open number one at the box office.
Oh,
God.
Yes.
Well, not only does he do great movies, he's got a brand new TV show that premieres tonight on OWN. Mm-hmm. The show is called Ready to Love, and it showcases a unique twist to a typical dating show. Mm-hmm. Ready to Love is hosted by my damn nephew. I never, ever thought I'd say this. Father God. This boy done got a show.
Yes.
Yes, nephew Tommy has a new damn TV show. And we about to tell you about it. Please welcome to the show superstar producer, my man, Will Packer.
What up?
Yes,
what up?
Family.
How y'all feel? Hey, I come on the show for Steve's introduction. I never feel so amazing. What? Yeah. I just want to record that and play that when I walk into the house tonight. When Heather mad at me, I'm going to play it. Do you know I'm iconic? You over here talking about I ain't take the trash out. I'm iconic.
Not iconic.
Right.
Like that sounds better. Tommy, you ready, man?
I'm ready. I'm scared. I'm blessed. I'm all of that,
it's
man.
It's your time, brother. It's your time.
But let me say this. Let me say thank you to you. for giving me an opportunity, for giving me a chance.
Come on, man.
I want to say thank you, brother. You believed in me.
Absolutely.
You gave it to me.
Like I hope somebody believed in me.
I hope I delivered.
Oh, you
I
want to
say
than
this.
Delivered.
Well, hold on. Let's tell everybody what you're grateful for.
Yeah,
first.
That's true. They don't know nothing about
first of
show.
All, it's a show called Ready to Love, y'all. Yeah. It premieres tonight on at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Then an all-new episode will air this Saturday on the 27th at 10 p.m., 9 p.m. Central.
Yes, yes.
Ready to Love is hosted by our very own something we thought we'd never hear. Hosted by Thomas Miles, better known as Nephew Tommy, mm-hmm. and it explores romantic interactions of grown black men and women in their 30s and 40s, and they all looking for love.
Yeah.
Take it away, fellas.
These grown people. That's the difference. This is not youngsters. Yeah. These are grown people out there. Maybe they've been married. Maybe they got kids, whatever. These are grown
careers.
People who absolutely know what they want. You know how it is. When you're a little bit older, you know what you want in a relationship.
That's true.
It's different than when you're in your 20s, you're trying to figure it out, you having fun.
Hey, y'all, hang on, because this is good. I'm going to bring y'all back with more. Don't go away. We got more with Will Packer and the brand new star of Ready to Love, that damn Nephew Tommy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, please welcome back Super Producer. I love calling him Super Producer because that's exactly what he is. Will Packer is here to tell us about the season premiere of Tommy's new show, Ready to Love, on OWN.
Will Packer. Okay,
cool,
Will.
Baby.
We put 20 singles, 20 of the most eligible singles in Atlanta. We put them all together. We gave them to Tommy. We let them start dating.
Okay, it's back up.
Okay, okay. Okay.
You put 20 eligible singles.
That's correct.
Yep.
And you gave them what? This the part
we
gave what makes them, people tune in.
We gave them to Tommy. We gave them to Tommy
God
and we dog. Said, let's see what happens.
God, dog.
And Tommy took it from there. And here's the thing,
let
Steve.
Me tell you,
everybody
man.
Doesn't make it to the end of the show. So we see them dating and interacting, but the women get to decide which of the men they want to keep on the show. And then the tables flip, and the men get to decide which of the women they want to keep. So we narrow it down until we have the final three couples. Six people remain.
Okay.
So see, just because you got a thing going with one person doesn't mean that the other women or the other men are feeling you.
Okay.
So it's interesting. And here's the other thing. We got Tommy to go, and after all the dates and after everything would happen, Tommy would sit down with the guys when the women aren't around.
Okay.
And when I tell you, y'all nephew would go ham, he would get these men. Listen, do not watch this show unless you really, really want to hear what men are saying when y'all not around.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
Oh, no. Nah.
They get enough of this food
on
the radio.
We are in your favorite place. We are in a cigar bar, me and the guys, and we are chopping it up, and they are laying it all out on the table, how they feel about women, what they think, what they feeling, what they not feeling. You get the whole
Okay, so Tommy,
gamut.
So here's my question for you.
Yes, sir.
While you were taping the show, what were you getting from the show? What were you picking up?
What do you think
people watch it, what they'll pick up?
You know, women are going to pick up how they can see the game that some men are trying to run. They're going to pick it up easy. You're going to be there's a lot of women.
That's
we have 12
true.
Beautiful women on
That's
this show.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen is you're going to see ladies are going to see themselves almost like Will Packer once again. Girls Trip. Well, when you saw Girls Trip, you saw which one of those ladies you were.
Yeah.
Ladies would see, oh my God, that's my girlfriend. Oh, my God,
this is
when you see these 12. You're going to see the one that you are, and you're going to see, and these are some beautiful black women. They are professional black women. We got ladies that are vice president of banks. I mean, they are professionals. They got
bosses.
It going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they are no nonsense with these guys. I'm not hearing it. I've heard the game before. Are you ready to love? And you better be ready when you come in here.
And the thing is that, you know how a lot of women would say, I don't know why I'm still single. Like, I'm not sure what it is mm-hmm. that I'm doing wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what it is, why I'm not connecting. Right. Uh-huh. And so we actually delve into that. You know, we did like an early screening of this, and women were watching. And like Tommy said, they would say, oh, I see myself in her, and I see now. Uh-huh. I see what the guys are saying. Like, you know, they want a woman that's strong but not too strong. Yeah. They want a woman that's independent but not too independent. I need her to need me.
Okay, so let me jump in here. So a woman watching this show will learn two things. First of all, how men really view them with the spotlight that Tommy puts on the men when you're talking about why you want them out, what the game you running. And then a lot of women might can learn from the mistakes of others by seeing themselves in these other women.
Exactly.
That's why I'm the host of the show.
All right, up next, we're going to have some more fun with Will Packer, nephew Tommy, and we'll talk more about Tommy's new show, Ready to Love. It's tonight on the OWN channel, 10 p.m., 9 central.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letters subject. All he cares about is being Insta-famous. That's it. But right now, we got more with super producer Will Packer in the building.
We've been talking with the superstar producer Will Packer and the new star of Ready to Love, Thomas Miles, our very own nephew Tommy. Ready to Love is a show that explores the romantic interactions of grown black men and women in their 30s and 40s. And they all looking for love. Well, we done put them all in the same room. We done found a way to eliminate them. It's a very unique way of eliminating because girls eliminate men eliminate the women. These are grown women with kids that's been married, that's looking for love, never had it. They ain't got time for no foolishness. And now, when you ain't got time for foolishness, what better person to put in the equation than a damn fool?
Yes.
Because game recognize game.
Yes, it does.
So, hey, fellas, let's go. The show is shot in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
On this show, you got a lot of successful black men and women that's out there looking for love in Atlanta, which is a tough place, I found, for women to find love. Because of the ratio of women to men is so high.
Yeah. Like 20 to 1, Steve.
20 to 1, man.
How did you select participants for the show?
You know, it was tough. I mean, we went through a very extensive process because we had a lot of people that came out. Once you say it's Oprah Winfrey, you know, the OWN network, you know, you got me, I'm casting for it. We put Tommy on. So we had a lot of people that came out. We went through rounds and rounds. I'm talking about hundreds of people came out for this show. And at first of all, it was some crazies, so we had to weed them out. We had one dude. Tom, did you hear about the dude that was married that tried to get on the show?
I never met him, but I heard about it.
You not gonna meet him. I had to make sure that we sent him home. Look, he told, this is a true story, Steve. I can't make this up. He told his wife he was going to the store and came to the audition for Ready to Love. He was honest about it. He said, yeah, but she cool with it. We said, brother, this is for singles. We can't have you on there. He said, nah, she'll understand.
Dog, your show is called Ready for Love. That's what I'm here. I'm ready.
Literally.
I done married the wrong person.
That's what he said.
I'm not getting at the house. I'm ready for love.
Y'all need me on this show.
I'm going
to say, brother, we can't. So we had to weed them types out, you know? And then we went through, we made sure we had people that were reasonably sane. And it's a, you know what I like? It's a diverse mix of people. You got every shape, you got every shade, you got every career path, you know what I mean? You got men that are very successful with white collar jobs.
We got a pastor.
We got a pastor. Oh. We got a pastor that got on the show, and his whole thing is that he wants to wait for sex. Mm-hmm. And when he meets women, they don't want to hear that.
You think it's the other way around.
Correct. But he's a pastor, and he said
he's
looking for his first lady.
How old is he?
Quiet, Steve.
Was Pastor Chris? Tommy, he probably 40s.
Late 40s.
He's a grown man. I'm not saying he never had sex. He's saying right now.
Well, if he was waiting, it's because he got ED.
Really, Steve?
No, I'm just telling you, if you have erectile dysfunction, you can wait.
You don't have a choice.
Yeah, you got time on your hands.
Yeah, he got time to find love.
He's a pastor. He's trying to go by the word.
He was looking for his first lady. So yeah, we got a good mix, man. We got a good mix, and Tommy ain't let him off the hook either. Mm-hmm. He got me nervous a few times with some of the answers and questions that he was asking.
What?
Because
like what?
Oh,
Will?
Everything.
I pressed him.
What you think about her lace front? I mean, it just, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's
Tommy.
Her.
That's him all day.
Oh, he went there.
You know, let me say this. I was Thomas Miles most of the time, but Nephew Tommy kind of seeped out every now and then.
Which is what's going to cause people to tune in.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it was all these two separate people.
Listen.
Oh, you didn't know that before you hired him to host the
I'm a little nervous with both my bosses on the line right now. I'm a little nervous right
now. No, see,
yeah,
with
Steve
with me.
Is giving out too much information.
Absolutely. No, see, like, I'm so supportive of this move.
Yeah.
Because I want him to have a TV show.
That's right. You know,
I've always thought that he should be on TV.
Yeah.
Yes, he should.
You know, we've looked at projects and thought about it. Every project ever came for him wasn't good. This is the first time that he got a shot at something. As long as you don't put a light on his light, y'all gonna be on TV for years.
Sounds like a great show, though. I can't wait to watch it.
No,
ready for
either.
Love. Ready.
Ready
to
love.
Ready to love.
Ready to love.
Ready to love.
Yeah.
To love.
Yeah. Yeah.
What time tonight? Ready to love.
10 p.m. Eastern.
10 o'clock.
9
oh,
central.
Oh, time. That's great.
On own. Congratulations,
let me say this,
Tommy.
Though. Can I say this? I want to say thank you to Will. But I want to say also thank you to my uncle for being somebody I can watch do this in front of me. At least I know how to go out and you know, I had a mold. I had something that I can grab onto that I can look at and say, this is how you do it. After going to your shows, watching you, man, I remember when I was just trying to figure out how the heck you reading this teleprompter like it's nothing. So I appreciate how you have laid the groundwork for me to look at, and I'm appreciative of it, and I thank
man,
you.
Man, I'm finna cry.
That's awesome.
See, Steve, some of that this stuff moment. Was getting through.
This mentoring is working.
You didn't think it was. See?
Hell no. Matter of fact, I knew it wasn't. No, I didn't think. I said, I am wasting my day. But when he done hooked up with Will Pack, see that? Pack a game changer. Mm-hmm. Pack did my movie.
Yeah, Think Like a Man. Oh.
So I ain't got to tell you number what one. That did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, Tommy was over, in that movie too.
Yeah, that's over 100 million. God. In the name of Jesus. Fellas, congratulations. Listen again, y'all. Ready to Love
tonight.
Premieres tonight.
Check it out.
On at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central.
Yes.
I need everybody to tune in and watch it. It's an all-new episode. We'll add this Saturday on the 27th. So they're running it twice this week.
Yep.
At 10 and 9 p.m., they must believe in this show. They don't put stuff on twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
Hosted by Thomas Mile. It's produced by the legend Will Packer. It's a hit show, and it will be a hit if we tune in and watch it. I need everybody to tweet it, put it on your Instagram, put it on your Facebook. We're going to see a Nephew Tommy over the top with this one right here.
Yeah. There you go.
Sir. Yeah.
So I need everybody that's ever loved a prank, everybody that thought he was ignorant and gave you a moment of laughter, I need you to put the showtime tonight, Ready for Love, on at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Eastern. Put it on your Instagram, your Twitter. Put it on your Facebook. Call your mom and them. DVR it, record it. And then Saturday night again, same time, 10 p.m., 9 p.m. Central, Ready for Love, Nephew Tommy, producer by the legend, Will Packer, let's put it over the top and do something big, and let's make a hit on OWN. Tell Oprah what I did for y'all.
There you go. I'm going to tell her, Unc. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you, big dog.
We're happy for
appreciate
you,
appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, always. Thank you, fam. Tommy, it's your time, baby.
Woo!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for today's Strawberry Letter, guys. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, and if you want to submit a nickname for Tommy, just go to Steve Harvey FM, click Submit Strawberry Letter, and we could be reading your letter live on the air like we're going to read this one. Right, Steve?
That's exactly right.
All right, hey, it's Satin. We want you to buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Okay, so
how about rubber?
Rubber? Oh man.
Then rubber.
Why? I don't know where you come
here
up with
these names.
Here come
rubber.
How about burlap?
A
That's itchy.
All right, here we go. Subject, all he cares about is being Insta-famous. Dear Stephen Shirley, I need some help with one of my closest friends. He and I have known each other since middle school, and he's always been a bit lazy. He comes from a fairly privileged background, and I believe that made him feel entitled to certain things in life without actually working for them. We are in our early 30s now, and he still lives with his mother, works part-time, and never finished college. The majority of his time and money is spent doing photo shoots for Instagram because he seems to be trying to brand himself as a socialite or local celebrity. It's always one get-rich-quick scheme after another with him. Despite wasting his cash on photo shoots, he's always complaining that he's broke and often needs to borrow cash from me and other friends. This guy also does not drive, so he always relies on his mom or me and his friends for a ride. When we criticize him, he calls us haters and will say that we don't believe in his dreams. We are too old for this mess, and it's time for him to have a real reality check. How do we tell him that it's time to get a real job, get stable, and stop trying to be Instagram famous? As a man, I feel bad writing this, but it's time for him to grow up, or we will continue to distance ourselves from him. I need to know how to reach him. Please help. Yeah, you stunned me with that last couple of sentences. I did think this was from a female friend.
I did, too.
Yeah, I did. But as a friend, all you can really do is tell your entitled user friend how you honestly feel. And maybe, you know, he'll hear you this time. But it's highly unlikely because you said you guys already said something to him and he accused you of hating. And not believing in his dreams. I just thought that line was funny. So here's some advice to you as your friend, as his friend. Just back away. Let him be. You cannot change a person. You can only change yourself. You got to stop judging him. You got to stop judging what he does and what he spends his money on. You got to remove yourself from all of that. That's called tough love. You know, you can be there for him as a friend, but as far as all the other stuff you're doing, like picking him up, stop that. Lending him money, please stop that. That's called enabling, okay? And isn't his mother already doing such a great job of enabling him? He's living with her. She gives him rides. I'm sure she's taking care of him and you know, other financial ways and stuff like that. I agree with you. This is a grown man we're talking about. It is time for him to grow up. And one of those ways is if you, his friend and his mom, stop enabling a grown man. Steve?
First of all, this man wrote this. I thought it was a woman, but I can, okay, it's cool. That ain't no problem, though. Help with my closest friend. He and I have known each other since middle school. He always been, he's lazy, privileged family. We in our early 30s. He lives with his mama, work part-time, ain't finished college. The majority of his money is spent. Okay, first of all, I didn't have no friends at 30 that live with their mama except Reggie Clark.
Who was that?
Reggie Clark. Dude stayed down the street from me. He lived with his mama. I didn't understand that, but he worked. Okay. Then you say, spends all his money doing photo shoots because he seems to be trying hard to brand himself as a socialite or local celebrity. Always got the rich quick. Daddy always broke, and he needs to borrow cash from me and other friends. This guy also doesn't drive, so he relies on his mama or me or friends for a ride. What celebrity ain't got car money? Let's just start there. You ain't even got to be a celebrity to get a car. Most of y'all listening are not celebrities, and all y'all have cars. But he branded himself as a celebrity without a car. You 30 years old and your mama giving you rides places. What? This is crazy, man. Yeah. He relies on his mom or me and friends for a ride. I ain't got no time to go pick up no 30-year-old dude. I never had no time when I was 30. I was hustling so hard trying to make it. If you call me for a ride, I wasn't in town no damn way. When we criticize him, he calls us haters and will say that we don't believe in his dreams. It ain't your job to believe in his dreams. Like Shirley said, take yourself off this hamster wheel. Why do you have to believe in these dreams? What dream? He stay at the house with his mom and he getting rides from his mom and his friends and he work part-time and he trying to be Instagram famous. What dreams? You said we are too old for this mess. I ain't mad at you, bro. How do we tell him it's time to get a real job, get stable, and stop trying to be Instagram famous? This is how you do it. You say, look, man, it's time to get a real job, get stable, and stop trying to be Instagram famous. You say it just like you typed. He's saying, as a man, I feel bad writing this. I ain't mad at you, dog. I know, but you're trying to get some help because you had a wit's end. You're thinking maybe Steve got something for you. I got something for you. But it's time for him to grow up or we will continue to distance ourselves from him. I need to know how to reach him. See, this is actually a concerned friend. He's actually trying to reach him. But the best way to reach a dude like this man is... he's one of them people that thinks he's always right. He's one of them people that don't see no wrong in none of his decisions. But all of his decisions have resulted in something that's not up to par with the friends that he grew up with that's all in your 30s. So when we come back, Jay is going to be the friend that's trying to talk to me, the deadbeat. I'm the dude in the letter, and Jay is the dude writing the letter, and Jay is going to try to reach me when we come back. I'm going to show you how it's going.
All right, part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after. All he cares about is being Insta-famous right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. All he cares about is being Insta-famous.
It's a dude that's got a friend in their 30s. He lazy, come from a privileged background. He works part-time, live with his mama. Don't have a car, never finished college. He all his money spent doing photo shoots on Instagram because he's trying to brand himself as a socialite or a local celebrity. He doesn't have a car. And when his friends try to talk to him about it, when they criticize him, he calls them haters and say they don't believe in his dreams. We too old for this mess, the writer of the letter says. It's time for him to have a reality check. How do we tell him it's time to get a real job, get stable, stop trying to be Instagram famous? And then the man said, as a man, I feel bad writing this. But it's time for him to grow up or we will continue to distance ourselves from him. I need to know how to reach him. Please help. Jay is going to try to reach him. Mm-hmm. I am going to show you what this man that wrote the letter is up against. Okay, yeah. So Jay, what's going to be your name?
My name would be Carnell. Your name is Roosevelt.
Carnell.
You are Roosevelt.
Carnell.
Carnell and Roosevelt. These is two old ass.
Are they on Instagram?
Yeah. These are, they ain't on Instagram. These is holograms. These is two slaves.
Yeah, just go with
give
Mark.
Give me another name. Mark. Okay, I'm Mark. You're Roosevelt. Right, it's kind of Hollywood. Right.
It's right. Not Cornell. It's the Roosevelt. That sounds
Roosevelt
old.
Is a very Hollywood name.
Oh.
Well, he's trying to get out there. Roosevelt, man, I need to talk to you about some things you're doing.
I don't want you to call me Roosevelt no more.
What's your new name, man? Because every month you got a new name. So what's your name this month?
Blair.
What's your name this month? Blair. Okay, Blair, look.
Blair.
The way you're going at this, I know you want to be rich and famous, you want to be out there, but you're doing stuff that's just not going to help. Like last week, let me tell you what you did last week. You were passing out headshots at a baby shower, and now come on, man, come on. You all at the baby shower passing out your 8x10s, and it just don't look
so
like
you
that.
Wanted the baby shower just to be about the baby?
Yeah, man, that's what the baby shower is all about. You know what I mean? If the ladies opening the gifts and you out there passing out. Then last week, week before that.
Hold up, though. Yeah. But didn't I bring a gift?
You brought a gift of yourself. You wrapped up one of your damn pictures and you gave that to the baby. I mean, really?
Hey, man, do you know when that baby grew up in 18 years, you know how famous I'd be then?
Insta famous.
Okay, the week before that, they had a grand opening of a car wash. You dined at the car wash, passing out 8x10s. Come on, man. Come on, Blair. That ain't that, some of the stuff ain't going nowhere, man.
Hold on, Cornell. Now, let me say this here. Uh-huh. You know ain't nobody down at that car wash finna be nothing. I mean, come on. How many people you know work at car washes be something? So I was down there to provide some inspiration. Because, damn it, I'm going to make it.
What?
How about the other night you up at the PTA meeting where the parents trying to talk to the teachers and you out there passing out 8x10s again. You're down there again doing the same damn thing. The lady sitting in, you sitting in a little tiny desk and you passing out somebody coming.
Teachers, PTA. How else am I going to get this brand out here if I don't go and where people is just gathered?
Then the other day, you called me up all excited. Girl. I got an audition for the lead in a church Peter Pan play. Come on, man. That ain't going nowhere.
Hold up, dog.
Don't hate Peter
Pan. I got that.
Yeah, but the weight limit that your big ass was so big that you just, they couldn't pull you up in the air. You had
yeah, but hold, I wasn't in there for that. I was Peter Pan daddy.
He didn't grow up either?
Yeah.
That's Pinocchio.
I was Peter Pan daddy, so they didn't have to lift me. And if you'd have came to the play, I killed it.
I was down there. I sat in the back, me and three other people down there. You didn't see me.
I even rewrote it. I said, fly in word, fly.
Oh my goodness. I'm just saying, some of the stuff you doing ain't going nowhere, man. It just ain't going to go nowhere.
But see, you know why it ain't going nowhere, Cornell?
I know you got a dream.
Because I can't get my friends to support me.
They're haters.
All I get is this continuous hate from all y'all. Now look at you. You're trying to kill another dream. Brother, get in a big play. This is the biggest production in this city.
Peter Pan?
Peter, what? You, anything church? Else come through here?
That's what I'm telling you. This ain't going nowhere, man. Let it go.
Damn, all, Cornell, you, I thought we was cool, man. You
we
of
are
all
cool,
people.
But I'm trying to damn, help you. Man. I'm not trying to crush the dream.
No,
I'm
you is crushing. Crush. See, I've been sacrificing. Here I am, staying in my mama's house, man, just working part-time so if they call me, I can come on down there. And here is with your dream killing self.
I spoke to your mama about what you're doing in your room and you're reciting plays from Color Purple to Mac and, you know, Superfly.
You know the rules.
Dog, I watched, you know. I listen to Tommy on the radio all the time. That's how he do it. He know all the movie lines. And see, look at him, dog. He kept on doing it till he got his own show. That's what I'm finna do.
But you're not Tommy, man.
I ain't got, but hold up. Tommy satin. Ain't me.
Satin. I prefer Satin.
You're not Satin. Satin got talent.
This show is Team Tommy, it is. He's Team Tommy. Wow.
Man, I'm hurt, man. It's messed up, dude.
You need a ride home.
Yeah, man. Give me a ride home, man. My mama finna make something to eat.
All right, listen,
and
guys.
Don't say you ain't got no car, because I got your key.
We got to get out of here, guys. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter and the reenactment at Steve Harvey FM. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to talk about the midterm elections and Trump in Houston, Texas. Oh, boy. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In about 15 days, guys, it's the midterm election there on Tuesday, November 6th. President Trump was in Houston speaking at a Make America Great Again rally at the Toyota Center in Houston. The president encouraged rallygoers to vote for Senator Ted Cruz
instead, of course, of the Democrat Beto O'Rourke. Remember during the 2016 campaign, we all remember this when Trump called Ted Cruz Lying Ted. But now the president has new nicknames for Ted Cruz. Take a listen.
Is he no longer Lying Ted?
He's not Lying Ted anymore.
What is he now?
Beautiful Ted.
Beautiful Ted.
Texas, I call him Texas Ted. Ted Cruz and I had a very, very nasty and tough campaign. It was a very tough campaign. Once it ended and we got together, and by the way, very late into the campaign, we lasted. People were shocked. I said, don't worry, it's only a question of time. And then ultimately what happened, we fought it out. The outcome was obvious, and we have worked together very closely. I like him a lot. I actually like him a lot, and he's a very smart guy. He loves the people of Texas, which I do.
Okay.
After you talk about wife and your and his daddy.
Beautiful Ted, Texas Ted. You heard it
if
from the president.
If you don't stand up for
mouth.
Your wife and your daddy, who do you stand up for?
Hey, man, I can assure you
the
his
win.
Wife.
Can't represent.
I can assure you his wife is going, wow.
Really, honey?
Really, Ted?
Really?
That's the reenactment right there. Really, Ted?
Because it's just, I don't have any respect for Ted Cruz. Because he let this man just dog his wife and his father. And he said publicly, I would never support a man like him to be president of the United States.
So, the power is with us. We, you know, especially for our listeners in Texas, we have to get out and make a huge showing. And the November election, we have to do it. We have to do it.
I'm voting Friday.
Yeah.
I voted yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
I went to Atlanta and voted.
Yeah, go ahead, big
I love it. Right, I love it. I'm registered here.
I wasn't taking no chances. Mm-hmm. I voted, man. I can't take any chances, you know.
Yeah.
And let me say
Not
this
now.
About voting.
Not now.
Stop looking at my Instagram page thinking that I vote for Donald Trump. Y'all got me twisted. Now, anybody that really knows me and listens to the show, know good and hell well, I'm not a Trump supporter. That ain't what that was, man. That was a meeting, a damn meeting.
Man, quit worrying about that.
That ain't no damn supporter or Trump. Man, I'm trying to get somebody up in there, man, where we can make a difference. I need this guy in Florida, Gilliam.
Oh, Andrew, yeah.
I watched the debate on him and said, we need to get him in. We need to get Stacey Abrams in Georgia.
That's right.
What's the boy in Texas?
Beto O'Rourke.
We need him. Mm-hmm.
He's running against Ted Cruz, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
Steve.
And listen, man, we got to get some Democrats in the House and the Senate so we can balance this thing out. Because they just running roughshod, man, and this thing is getting ugly, man. And the poor Republicans that are voting red because they think they talking about them, they ain't talking about you.
Right.
You're all going to be hurt. And we got to be extra careful because they're lying. They're saying they want to uphold pre-existing conditions. No, they don't. They are still trying desperately to get rid of more and more segments of Obamacare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you don't think those pre-existing conditions are one of them, that's a huge thing that they want done away with. They are lying saying that they want to keep pre-existing conditions. They can't with the proposals that they're putting forth about Obamacare. They want to get rid of that because they consider that an entitlement.
Yeah. And I mean, to everyone, black women, you did it in Alabama. We can do this. We can really, really do this. If all we have to do is show up at the polls and cast our votes, absentee voting, however you want to do it. I recommend early voting like you did, Steve.
Get it done early.
Don't wait till the last minute.
Early voting starts today in Texas.
Yeah, because a lot of states, yesterday was the last day to register to vote. So, yeah, you can do it now. Go on in there.
We have enough registered voters to turn this thing around and make a difference. But you have got to vote Democratic to create a balance. Mm-hmm. The symbol for this country is the golden eagle. An eagle can only fly correctly with a left wing and a right wing. And right now, this eagle has too many right wings on it.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay, and that was deep.
You cannot fly correctly.
That was some deepness right there, sir.
They can't do it.
I ain't heard that one. That's not
even. Yeah.
You run they have.
You can't.
Keep telling them he should.
An eagle can't fly correct without a left and a right, yeah. right wing. You got too much right wing going on now. That's the imbalance of this country, and that's what's going on. And then we got people like Kanye who goes up there who does not understand history. Listen to me. Kanye is a cool dude, man. One-on-one. He is really a cool dude. He does not understand history. You can't say as an African-American man, let's make America great again, and you can tell me what time period you're talking about when it was better for black folk. Mm. What we gonna make America great again? What year you wanna go back to, Yeezy?
I don't know what the hell Kanye talking about.
Come on, man. You gotta be smarter than that. Know your history. The 60s wasn't worth a damn. The 50s show wasn't. 40s, 30s?
Kanye good when he on medication. Now, when he off of, you get what you just got. That's what you get. I don't care what nobody says.
Anyway, guys.
He's good on medication. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, guys, our message is to vote. Vote, 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 vote early. November 6th. Please, we got to turn this thing around, like you said, Steve. We do. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about Ray Carruth, former NFL player. Ray Carruth was released from prison on Monday, and we'll talk about it. It's been a while. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ray Carruth, we all remember him as a former Carolina Panther. He was their wide receiver. He was convicted back in 2001 of conspiracy in the 1999 shooting death of his pregnant girlfriend. Well, Ray Carruth was released from prison yesterday morning. That was Monday morning. The former 1997 first-round draft pick from the University of Colorado. He played parts of three seasons in the NFL. In November of 1999, his pregnant girlfriend, her name was Sharika Adams, she was shot four times in her car by an associate of Carruth's. She died a month later from her wounds. And the baby survived, but suffered permanent brain damage. He has cerebral palsy. Carruth was convicted of hiring his friend to murder Adams and was sentenced to a minimum of 18 years and 11 months in prison. Well, as I mentioned yesterday morning, Carruth walked out of the Sampson Correctional Institution in Clinton, North Carolina, and the shooter, meanwhile, is serving a minimum of 40 years.
Wow.
18 years, 11 months in prison, Steve.
Well,
not
okay.
long enough.
Yeah.
What do you all think?
I'm in total agreement, Carla. Not long enough. I think he should have served more time.
If the shooter got 40, he should have got 40.
Yeah. Sharika
they were
died.
In it together.
Yeah,
right.
And the
yeah,
baby.
They was in it together. Right?
Yeah. Sharika died.
Yeah.
And the baby, brain damage, cerebral palsy.
I don't think you should be allowed to be in this child's life. I don't. From what you did, because you basically tried to take your girl and the baby out. You tried to take them out. And fortunately, the baby survived. You want to now get out and be a part of this?
Because there's a
life.
Report that he wants to be involved in the child's life.
Yes.
Yes.
What'd you say, Steve?
I said, so there's a report that he wants to be involved in the child's life?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
in
sort of...
In that instance, you got
to... You know, listening to you all,
child.
You've sort of changed my mind. Because I was thinking, you know, if a person does their time then and they complete their sentence, then you got to get your knee up off their neck and let them go live their life. But after listening to you all, I kind of, I can understand it. Because
the nature of the crime.
If the shooter gets 40, you were the reason, you were the dude with the money.
Yeah.
You know, and the means. And you the one that bought the idea to whole purpose. I mean, you know, to fruition. Without you, this girl is still living.
Living, exactly. Yeah.
You know, so it's difficult. And then for the family of the young lady.
The suffering that they've had to endure.
To have to deal with the fact that you're now out and free. I do not understand him wanting to be a part of the child's life.
Thank you.
That's what, and Tommy's right about that, because how do you let him be a part of the court system? When you talk about child abuse, You had Du Bois' mother killed.
Healed.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And you were damaged as a result of that.
You've created a disability in this young man that he has to live with the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Did Ray Karuf try to maintain his innocence in all of this?
I believe he did.
In the beginning,
yeah. He did.
He confessed later, though.
Yeah.
He confessed
later. But initially, initially.
Probably like he was innocent, clean cut, going to court. Didn't know what to talk about until the guy testified and said that Ray told me to do it.
Yeah. The son's name.
Ray lied until he couldn't lie no more.
Yeah.
The son's name is Chancellor, and Chancellor Adams, and if you look at him, everyone says he looks just like Ray Karuf.
Yeah.
But this is all because you had one thought that you didn't want to be a father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, you didn't want your money.
You didn't want to be with her.
He didn't want to be with her.
It wasn't that. He didn't want to lose his money. It was about his money.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, the circumstances surrounding that case were just horrible.
Horrific.
And I do think he should have spent a lot more time.
And he should still be in jail.
He should still be in jail. Because he orchestrated the whole thing.
It's horrible, man, because this family has lost their daughter, their sister, you know, their cousin, their aunt.
Their mother.
You know, this boy never will see his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray Karuf, this was a really ugly act.
Yeah.
But he's
cowardly, too. Cowardly.
Cowardly on so many levels.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, normally what you try to say is a person do their time. They get out, they deserve a second chance.
Right, right.
That's what you try to say about any convict because we can't just throw people away. People make mistakes. This one right here is a little, it's different, man, because of the suffering that still continues.
Right.
Somebody's got to take care of the child.
Right.
Yeah.
That's tough, man, when you have disabled family members. It's not only the person that's disabled that has to make certain concessions and things, but family members have to make adjustments too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very difficult to raise a special needs child.
It's hard to raise a healthy child.
Right.
Now you got a special needs. You're exactly right, Carla. Mm-hmm. It's very tough difficult for these families.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's so much more that comes
Calls
with
too.
It.
And especially that didn't have to be. It was because of him.
Man.
You know, and remember, didn't they find him in the trunk or something?
Yeah. He was hiding out. That's where they found him.
Yeah. I'm talking about Ray Karuf now.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy,
more,
man?
More coward stuff.
Yeah.
Innocent people don't hide in
trunk. I remember writing a joke about him.
I remember that.
Oh, really?
Hiding. I wrote a joke about this guy hiding and why he thought he was going to get away with this. And I've forgotten all about the joke. He gets out today.
Yesterday morning.
Man, do you know how much living we've done?
Yeah, 18 years, almost 19 years.
Boy.
Almost 19 years, Steve.
Shirley.
That's crazy.
Shirley, we were on the radio in L.A.
In L.A., I know. I'm just starting out. Just starting out with this show, actually. All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Junior is here with today's sports news. What you got, Junior?
Listen up, everybody. The World Series starts tonight. It's set. The Los Angeles Dodgers and the Boston Red Sox.
Come on, right, Dodgers.
Go Dodgers.
That's right, L.A.,
game
baby.
Game one, Fenway Park. Come on, y'all. Who
hold
y'all
up,
got?
Hold up. Dodgers. I'm not even into sports, but hold I want up. The Dodgers
hold,
to win.
Hey, hold up, everybody. Oh, you doing sports?
Pimpin'.
But ain't you doing sports without the pimp? I ain't getting no music. Junior and Pimp training.
Well, 2 days in a row, we don't know, Pimpin'. Sometimes you're busy.
It's sports. What are you, cats? What am I, music?
What's sports?
There you go.
Come on, Pimp.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Pimpin'.
Hey, what's up, Junior?
My hero.
My man, you shouldn't have been here. You was doing sports, man. You almost didn't bring me
in. I was
coming
to get you.
That's cool. Hey, what's up, Sham?
Hello, Timpin.
Hey, nothing. What's happening with you?
Oh, nothing much. Waiting for you.
I know you was. I keep some waiting. What's up, Chocolate?
What's happening,
Pimpin? I see you. Happy birthday. I saw that gold dress on Instagram.
You did. You saw it.
Yeah. You know, I don't want that. We could have been matching. You know, because I don't want it. Anyway, what's up, Jay?
Pimpin, you got on a pinstripe fur with numbers on it?
No. That's what I was going to wear if the Yankees was in it. Yeah, this ain't nothing. I'll describe this in a short in a minute. What's up with you, Tommy? Like that,
what's up, Pimpin? How you doing?
My man,
boss,
what's going on? Well,
it's all good.
Oh, man, it's baseball season, so here I'm in.
Let's get started.
And, you know, I don't even fool with baseball till you get to the World Series. You know what I'm saying? Because it's Boston against the L.A. Dodgers.
Yeah, East versus West, man. Who you
got? Yeah, now, it's a good thing I'm here because it ain't a pimp in Boston or Los Angeles.
L.A.?
Bishop Don Juan.
But Don Juan from Chicago.
Yes, he is.
But he lives
in L.A. Yes, he is.
No, he don't live in L.A. He just be out here. He look like he live here. He just out here. No, you think he done took up residence. He a Chicago boy all the way, man. Yeah.
Well, Pimpin, let me ask you this, man. Who you got in this World Series and how many games?
Wait, hold on. How you going to do them? You ain't going to ask me nothing about my outfit, man.
Oh, go ahead, Jay.
The whole reason I come
well,
up in
I know
here.
You thought the Yankees were going to win, which is probably why you wore the pinstripe.
No, I ain't got on no pinstripe. You can't even see me. You ain't
even
in the
studio.
Let me
see. What you wearing?
Oh, this
what
is slick right here. Y'all ain't seen it. Oh, 30 seconds. Damn, cat.
Yeah, you got to be a little faster, Pimp.
It's going. No, maybe he need to slow down. Pimps don't speed up. I make everybody slow down. You want me to come back and tell you what I got on?
Yeah, that's good.
Because
cool,
it's going to take a minute right here. Okay, you ain't going to believe this here.
Take us to break, Pimpin.
Okay, listen. When we come back, we're going to be discussing the World Series. And more importantly, what do the pimp got on? We'll be right back. You, man, I sound good.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, guys. Get back into it. I can't wait to see what the pimp of Pimpin' has on.
Yeah. I'm back. So let me describe it to you.
Okay,
you see this here? It's money green, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the fabric is paper.
Oh.
Green paper. Because what is money?
Green paper.
Yeah.
But the shine you see on the green, guess what that is?
What?
That's glaze.
Green glaze.
Like a donut.
Like a Krispy Kreme.
You know what I'm saying? I got a Krispy Kreme green. They call it Krispy Kreme green that I'm wearing up in here. And I'm sweet.
He's sweet.
Man, look at this right here. This money green made out of paper with the glaze on it. You ain't seen nothing. I love this here. So what are we talking about, Junior?
The World Series, Pimpin.
Oh, well, you
careful.
Know, I'm
Pimpin.
Sweet on Krispy Kreme.
I know, this soup, you can't push up on this here soup.
It'll fall apart.
Yeah, you can't do this here. This ain't to be grabbed.
Okay.
Well, Pimpin, can we get your take on this World Series, Pimpin?
Okay, go ahead. What you need?
We don't know what you think, man. The Dodgers and the Red Sox is playing, man.
Well, you know, listen, can I be real with you?
Mm-hmm.
Because of my genuine friendship with Magic Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and my sheer hatred for Boston. You know, I'm saying L.A. Dodgers.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But, man, let me tell you something. Them damn boys in Beantown, they tripping, man.
They balling.
They got some bats up
there,
though.
Man, they tripping up there, man. It's going to be hard to beat them.
Man.
But, you know, they ain't got a pimp in Boston nowhere. I don't know what's up.
Ain't now pimp in Boston?
Not one. Last time they had a pimp came out of there, they wasn't really pimps. They was
What was that little group? New Edition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
And Bobby Brown wasn't a pimp. He was a fool. Yeah, there's a difference between pimping and fools. But, you know, ain't no pimps in L.A. either, so I ain't got no skin in the game except with Magic. So, you know, I'm pulling for the Dodgers, but, you know.
How many games, Pippen?
Oh, it's going to go 7 of him. You ain't finna walk Boston ass up out of him. Not like that. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
That ain't what they finna do, man. Boston finna be, ooh, they finna be nasty. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's going to be interesting, man. But, you know, baseball is so damn slow.
Well, that World Series is going to be good, man, because they both offensive power team. They're going to be hitting.
They need to whenever they throw it, man. They take too damn long. All that rubbing on their hat and wiping their hand off their ass and throwing their leg up in the air.
Them signals, Pepper.
Throwing the ball over the first and shaking their head. I don't want to throw that. I don't want to throw. Well, throw something, damn. 3.5 hours. Ain't but 9 innings. That's 27 strikes. Let's get this over with.
Yeah. They got to throw something down there.
Yeah, ain't no fights. Sliding up into me with your cleats up. You kick me in the back of my leg, man, and tear one of these rabbit boots. I'm turning this whole journey.
All right, Pimpin', I hate to cut you off. We'll be back with closing remarks right after this.
For show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are, Steve. Last break of the day. It is time for your closing remarks. It's been a good day.
Yeah, it has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My closing remarks today. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be advice to my nephew. I want to talk to you, man.
Okay.
About your TV career and tell you some things I've learned and discovered along the way that might be helpful to you as you venture on this brand new journey. The amazing thing is, and not to use it as a negative, but to eventually use what I'm about to say as a positive, is that the price for fame has gotten too high now. Hmm. Because of the use of social media, the internet, Facebook Live, Instagram, Twitter, blogs, TMZ, The Shade Room, Media Takeout, Radar, The Inquirer, all of it. I'm going to use this as a warning, but also as a blessing. None of those things got you where you are, and none of those things can remove you from where you are. But you do have to be aware of it all. Because it's amazing how on your way up, how they cheer for you. And then when they see you get there, they cheer for you. They congratulate you. But after you done made it, it's an amazing thing. There's nothing left for them to do but tear you down. And it is amazing how they go about it. But they can only accomplish it if you lend yourself to it. So remember, the people who have opinions of you now, they didn't know you back when. Before you got on TV, they knew nothing about your struggles, your hardships, your wants, your disappointments, all the times you were hoping that you could be somewhere that you didn't, all the times you shot for shows and you missed it, they don't know. But now all of a sudden you're there, and it reminds me of a quote that I saw on Jamie Foxx's page one time. He said, most people hate you because of how many people love you. And that right there alone is what you have to be aware of. That simply the hate is usually because of the love. But you got to take your focus, Tommy, and you got to put it on the love. You just have to put it on the love, man, because the hate is so, man, they nasty with it, man. They just are. But you'll be fine, because the God that got you where you are, is the God of sustaining, the God of uplift, the God of protection, the God of Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I have used that scripture so many times. You all are probably well aware of the hate that has been coming my way. It has just been alarming, but none of them, not one single strand of it, has stopped one single blessing that God had for me. I keep my haters in my classroom. All they can do is watch and learn. Watch and learn. I try desperately not to get off the wall to address them, because they coming. And after tonight, they'll start showing up. It'll be amazing, man. You're going to have a great showing tonight. But don't worry about the ones where he wasn't all that to me and he didn't seem like he did this to me. Don't worry about them. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred with dust, blood, sweat, and tears. Not to those cold and timid souls in the stands who know neither victory nor defeat. They just up there booing, but they ain't never been in the arena before. They in the stands talking about you, and they ain't never been under the lights. They in there booing for you, and they ain't ever been cheered for. It's an amazing thing, man. That's how they do it. So since they've never been cheered for, don't let the booing bother you. Since they've never been in the arena, since their face has never been marred with dust, blood, sweat, or tears, they are merely cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. They don't know what it is to win or to lose because they never even tried nothing before. So why would you be affected by someone who has not tried and all they talking about is your efforts? See, people who are putting forth an effort don't have time to slam other people's efforts because they're too busy performing their own effort. I don't have time to look over there and see how green your grass is because I'm trying to fertilize, water, and cut and sharpen mine. Come on. So the journey has begun, but along with the journey comes the other part. But your faith in God, the same God that got you here, it's the same God that's going to sustain you. The same God that got you here, it's the same God that's going to take you further. And now that I'm saying this to Tommy, looks like I ain't just talking to Tommy.
Come on now.
Looks like I'm talking to everybody out there listening.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody done experienced some form of hate in their life. But normally, they only hate you because so many people love you. Keep on doing what you're doing. Congratulations, man. Don't forget to pray.
Yeah, man.
Ready to love.
Go ahead, dog.
Drop the mic, Steve. That was good. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.